We've got Dr. Jason Kanz on the line from his home in Eau Claire. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I wanted to talk to you about your lawn. I dropped your daughter off yesterday. She did a stay over, and boy, our girls spent a good amount of time together over the weekend again, huh?
Yeah. I don't think I saw much of her at all. I think I'm quite certain your girls saw more of Tessa than I did this weekend.
And now Elena actually is signed up for the competitive dance at the Infinity Dance Center where Tessa is too, so they may see even more of each other. So anyhow.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But what is it like? I saw you on Facebook something about what is that you're doing with your lawn exactly?
Yeah. So for those who haven't listened carefully or we haven't discussed it, I'm kind of obsessed with bumblebees. And I had found this grass seed that had mixed in with it clover and creeping thyme and a few other things that was put together by the bee lab at the University of Minnesota to help support bees. And so I did what's called overseeding. So I'm putting in extra seed on my lawn from this company. And so I'm hopefully putting in a bee lawn, both in the front and in the back. And so,
didn't it say something like bee lawn care?
Yeah, well, yeah, it was bee lawn. Yeah, so yeah. That was. I'm excited to see what happens with it. It's in that really early stage right now, where I'm trying to keep the neighborhood kids off the lawn at least until the seeds take hold a little bit. So yeah, it's fun. A friend of mine had messaged me this weekend and said that in a tree in their backyard, you could actually hear the tree buzzing because there were so many bumblebees in it. And I immediately said, can I come over? And so I drove over there right away, and it was kind of neat. And so they have a horse chestnut tree, and she said, I can give you seeds. I just don't know where I would put one.
Now hold on. Dawson, by the way, is with me this morning training. So.
Hello.
Hi, Dawson.
So here's the deal. Like, I don't know about you, but like my kids, I mean, people don't usually like to have more bumblebees around.
You say that. If you take a look at my shirt right now.
Yeah, you got a bee on it.
I am wearing a shirt a friend of mine made for me, and it has a bee painted on it. So I would say that I'm a fan of bees as well. I don't know if I am to the extent that Jason sounds like it is, but I can definitely appreciate it.
Is there any hesitancy in the Kanz household in terms of... We're going to have just a ton of bees. Like I mentioned, I thought I mentioned something to Tessa, and she seemed to be unaware.
Yeah, you know, I think Heather has, of course, is the wiser one in our family, asked about, you know, our dog's going to get stung. Maybe. I don't know if they are or not. But, you know, bumblebees themselves are really docile. You know, I think people see these huge, huge insects, and they get afraid sometimes. And bumblebees themselves are really docile. In fact, many of the flying striped insects are. It's the yellow jackets and the hornets that are really jerks. You know, all the rest of them are, you leave them alone, they're not going to do anything.
Hmm.
So I think there's been that hesitancy there.
So is this the front and the back that you're, the bee lawn care?
Yeah, front and the back. Yeah, right. I've done that. I've also, you know, I put in flowers that I know will attract bees as well. And, you know, I think I've shared that in the past, that I wonder sometimes if my neighbors have thought I'm a little odd, because like last summer I sat in the road by our mailbox for about 20 minutes just watching and taking pictures of bees flying next to some flowers there. So,
yeah, that would be And, you know, it's interesting, even as I dropped her off yesterday, I mean, I think I saw a squirrel on the feeder in front. Like, is he getting raisins like the toast I had at Randy's with you on Saturday?
You know, I've told you that. I put raisins out. I put them out for, actually, I put
for the birds
of mealworms, peanuts, and raisins out for robins.
Yeah.
And the squirrels love part of that, and so do crows. So some mornings I come out and it's just, there's this scattering of crows and squirrels as I come out the door. So
you never know what you get on the best 5 minutes of the day. I wanted to tell you this, and I was going to start here. I was at Friendship Church in Mondovi yesterday with Peggy for Teamwork Africa, and we had a great time. Wonderful. One of our favorite stops, and we were there. A couple of things. I saw Debbie, and Debbie made a point to come up to me, and she said, She loves listening to the Wib Wake Up Show and radio in general, and she's a big fan of Betsy at night, and said she's enjoying hearing Susan on. And but she's like, hey, I hear the best 5 minutes of the day, and she said, but it's too short. So there you go.
She's not wrong.
Yeah, yeah. So and so anyhow, she seems to know you some from the past a little bit. So Debbie from Mondovi. And so that was good. And then real quick in closing, they do something where they've made their services at 9:30, and then afterwards they'll have a little coffee and fellowship, you know, food fellowship, and then like a discussion afterwards where there's like people react to the sermon. They break into two different groups, right? The pastor heads up one, and then there's another one. And then you have like five questions. It's really great. I mean, I thought having heard some of it, like getting a little bit of feedback after you've preached, once you taste that, you don't want to go back. I mean, like this every pastor, because, you know, you give a message and then there's nothing. So it's great to get some feedback. So,
yeah, for me, and I think we've seen this at fellowship too, is how do we have discussions around the things that we're talking about? So it's not just getting tossed out there into the ether, right? And I think that's really good to be actually discussing what we're hearing on Sunday mornings.
Yeah, it brings it in rather than just the individual hearers going home. All right, well, Thank you for the education on bees, and keep us posted on how the project goes, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Jason Kantz, WWIB. All right, she's here, ladies and gentlemen. Susan's here.
Good morning.
We're going to get Drew on the line, and it's just a Monday morning party on the Wib Wake Up Show.
Woo-woo.
Yeah.
There we go.
Hey, Drew.
Hey, good morning.
This is one of my favorite parts of the job is talking to you.
I enjoy it. You know, I enjoy what you have to say. It's great.
Was telling me yesterday he got a kick out of what you had to say after Mother's Day last week. I said, oh, that didn't make the podcast, but that's good. I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah. That's too hot for Christian radio.
Too hot. That, yes, you got that right, dude.
Well, this could be... This could be tax deadline day, but I had suggested maybe, hey, the school year winding down. I mean, and teachers having kids who have had just a crazy school year, and I know it's been that way for teachers too. But you know, how is it in Michigan?
Well,
with
my
that?
my son, he goes, it's only 1 week till school is done, and I felt like he had told me it's only 1 week until tax day. You know, like I'm like, oh my gosh, yeah. Is that coming up already? So, but, you know, it's tricky, right? You know, summertime comes around and, you got to entertain the kids constantly. It's like you signed up for an improv class, but you didn't know you joined, you know?
New choice.
He's just constantly inventing stuff. He's like, we're at McDonald's and you're serving me ice cream. I'm like, wait, what? He's like, we're at the zoo now. So I try to play along, you know. I'm like, all right, we're at the zoo, and you're the tiger, and I'm the lion, and the lion's going to go watch football while you go and play with your tiger friends. He's like, I don't like this game. So I don't know.
Drew.
It's going to be a tough one, Mark. Yes.
One summer, I was with my daughter, Grace, at the circus, and she turned to me and said, are we doing anything fun today?
That's a great one. Wow.
I literally had just spent the last of my money giving her an elephant ride. Oh. So
my son always says that too. What next?
I know. I feel your pain.
What are we doing next? It's like, this is it. This is the moment.
This is the fun thing, babe.
This is the main event.
That's classic.
Well, Mark, the other thing, too, is yesterday I preached at our church, and it was quite unorthodox.
Uh-huh.
I've gotten, you know, every time I preach at our church, my son runs up on stage, and
aww,
it's always this big, yeah, it's not really, it's more like, like, wow, that guy's got no control of his kid.
We should say, your son is 4 or 5 years old?
He's 6.
Okay.
So, you know, it's... He's 35, Mark.
I was trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. Okay.
Mark's like, isn't your son a teenager? Doesn't he drive the church? So I just included him in the sermon yesterday.
Oh,
I just
nice.
Him and I co-preached a sermon yesterday.
I like it.
It was on Nehemiah 6, the building of the wall, and I set up this huge like Lego area in the corner of the stage. And had him and a couple of the kids build a wall. You know how some of those, like, really hip churches,
Yes.
They'll have, like, the Jesus painter in the corner.
Oh,
you
right.
You know, they're, like, painting the face of Jesus. This was, like, the low-budget version of that, you know?
Or the more... super cool version of that.
Maybe, yeah, maybe. So that was great. So he enjoyed that as well. It was a bit off the wall. Yeah.
So the preaching went well with the building of the wall in Nehemiah. And
that's right. There's some real knee slappers there. You know?
What was the gist of the sermon? I'm just curious.
The gist of the sermon was don't put your faith in walls.
Oh.
You know, like Jesus didn't have a lot of positive things to say about walls.
I love it.
Don't put your faith in walls.
I love that.
And it was simple and beautiful. And he helped out and it was great.
Aw.
Drew, a great weekly visit here at 1:45. We'll talk to you next Monday. Have a great week, okay?
You guys too. Take care.
All right, everybody. Drew Frelick, counselor and comedian in that order from Michigan on WWIB. Egg on my face. I am Norwegian, German, a bit of Polish, and yet it was Susan, a Swedish girl, who told
yes.
me it is...
Setten de Mai.
Yeah,
it's,
boy.
It's Norwegian Constitution Day.
How did I not deal with that today?
Happy Setten de Mai to my Norwegian
And Susan
neighbors.
Already dancing even to the Swan Graber commercial, so it didn't
Easy dealing, guys.
The WIB Wake Up Show on a Monday morning. Our weekend recap. The highlight for me, I think, with my wife Peggy heading down to Friendship Church in Mondovi. Mm-hmm. I've had a chance to fill the pulpit there over the years, and Peggy sharing on TA. And I got a chance to preach on Luke 15 about and asking, how thirsty are you for grace? Meeting all sorts of great folks, including Debbie, who said she's given up her cable and she's got the radio and she loves WWI.
Yay.
So thanks, Debbie.
Thank you, Debbie.
So my weekend, I guess you would call it simple pleasures. I just loved the way the sky looked. I loved my eyes drinking in the green, listening to the birds. Of course, the crab apples are blooming. The apple trees are blooming. And just enjoying the beautiful place that we live in Wisconsin. And also, because my arm is still in a sling, I am forbidden to do yard work. So it is like the best spring ever.
I think the highlight for my weekend. So my sister, Rachel, is an assistant coach for Rice Lake T-Ball. And she'd originally signed, I don't think she minds if I share this. She originally signed up to work concessions and because you're supposed to volunteer as
right.
a parent. And they said, we don't have enough coaches. You need to be an assistant coach.
Oh, my word.
So she's now the assistant coach. Well, the head coach and the other main assistant coach both said, hey, we're going to be gone this weekend. So my sister is now the head coach of the T-ball team for this coming Saturday.
Head coach.
So she said, hey, uncles and Grandpa Steve, could you do some T-ball practice Sunday afternoon? So that's what we did. And it was so much fun. And here's the thing. I particularly enjoyed all the littles just getting to know the rules and playing as we played together
fun.
As family and nieces and nephews. But I have to say, Cooper took so much joy in this, and he loved wearing the batting helmet with the R and the L for Rice Lake on it.
Cool.
And on the way home, for one thing, he had a good attitude when he got out a lot, but also on the way home, he's like, I want to be a baseball player now. And I don't know, but like
Yay.
For him to have that much fun with it gave me great joy as a daddy. So
that's awesome.
That was my highlight.
A good weekend all around.
There you go. Yeah, beautiful weather as well.
Hope you guys had a good weekend, you listeners.
Good morning. It's the WIB Wake Up Show. It's a Make Us Laugh Monday. I know listeners are invited to share their best jokes at 396-1670, WWIB. This is the time of the week we give you ours. And here we go. Why do nurses like red crayons? You were a nurse.
Yeah, I am a nurse. I don't know.
Because sometimes they need to draw blood.
Oh, man. I like that one.
Yeah. I was trying to balance my checkbook this weekend, and I realized there are three types of people in this world. Mm-hmm. Those who are good at math and those who aren't.
I found this out recently. Exercising can add years to your life. For example, I jogged 4 miles yesterday and now I feel like I'm 73.
You guys, it's just not fair. I mean, my friend got kicked out of his Flat Earth Facebook group because he asked if the 6-foot social distancing had pushed anyone over the edge.
That's not grounds for getting kicked off.
I know.
So
oh, man.
I grilled a chicken for 2 hours, and it still wouldn't tell me why it crossed the road.
Man, that is good.
Once upon a time, there lived a king who was only 12 inches tall. He was a terrible king, but he made a great ruler.
Yes.
man.
We're on a hot streak. I don't know. This one I've kind of debated. I was in a
Do
bad,
it. Do it. Tell
a,
it.
I was in a bad place recently. I mean, not mentally, aww, just Illinois.
Flatlander.
That's my favorite one.
My best friend has really changed ever since she's been a vegetarian. It's like I've never seen herbivore.
Yes. All right, I have one more on because that's Monday. You're in the Wib Wake Up Show. Guys, do you know where average things are built?
No.
In the Satisfactory.
Oh, man.
Okay, those are funny.
Our best jokes
we're
of the week.
We're super funny, you guys.
We did what we could. You set the bar a little higher. It won't be hard. 715-396-1670. Leave us a voicemail with your best joke.
Weird but true, Australian woman says she woke up with an Irish accent. A 27-year-old Australian woman says she woke up with an Irish accent after a tonsillectomy in April. Angela Yen has been documenting her experience on TikTok.
Because of course.
Of course. She says, I've never visited Ireland before. That's as long as I can keep the accent.
That was good.
Since I went to Australia when I was 8 years old, I've had an Aussie accent for the past 20 years. Lots of people say she's a fraud, but experts say she cases like hers are rare, but they have been documented. It's called foreign accent syndrome, you guys.
Wow. Huh.
There have been about 150 cases documented, including a Texas woman who had jaw surgery in 2016 and woke up with a variety of accent ranging from a British accent to a subtle Australian twang.
Wow, Susan, to be able to pull that off is tough.
I think we all know that I can only stay in an accent for maybe 3 or 4 words, so props to this woman, Angela Yen.
Caleb, even if she is faking it.
Yeah. Caleb, do the listeners have any idea how many accents Susan treats us to every morning?
Oh, goodness, when we were learning about Scandinavian heritage this morning.
Well, my daughter Catherine and I do a lot of accents. And, of course, Will, he sounds like the Lucky Charms guy whenever he does it. He's like, tar, 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 tar. So it's not that hard, lady. So you could be faking it. Come up, that Australian accent's a tough one. So I'd stick with that.
I think going from Australian to Irish is really, really difficult. So
good on you, Caleb.
Do we think she's telling the truth or what? What's the verdict here?
I think so. I've heard of this happening before where someone all of a sudden has like a Cockney British accent and is right out of central casting for Downton Abbey or something.
Yes.
And it comes again usually, but I've heard it more after like a brain surgery, not a tonsillectomy.
Exactly. Yeah. So this is tonsillectomy and then the jaw surgery, something to do with the head. I don't know, you listeners, I want you to think twice before any sort of tonsillectomy.
Just, I guess.
I don't know. You
ask
may
the ice cream.
You can be a guest on our show if you come up with a really cool accent. So, Ren like Collective, it. Speaking of Irish, Ren Collective, the Irish band, their new Choose to Worship album is the featured gift offer here during the month of May. Yours for a suggested and requested gift of $45 or more to the Ministry of Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Check out that album, Choose to Worship, at wwib.com/giving and check Ren out in person. They will be the Friday night headliner at OneFest this July.
All right, so we're Wake Up Show, WWIB. How many speeding tickets have you had since you got your driver's license?
Like maybe 4 or 5. More now that I'm not cute and blonde and young. So like, yeah, about 4 or 5 probably.
Okay. Two that I've actually had to pay. The other times the officer had mercy. And to be honest, those
warnings
weren't speeding.
Don't count.
Those weren't speeding.
Warnings
those
don't
were,
count.
No, warnings don't. I'm,
okay.
Like, you actually got the ticket.
But I've had two that I've actually had to pay. Yeah,
I've had. Well, I'll tell you what. I will share mine in a moment. But a man in Minnesota cited for speeding 3 separate times in 1 day.
In one day.
A 20-year-old Minnesota man.
This proves everything I believe about Minnesota drivers.
Was issued, get out the LeBron, not 1, not 2, but 3 speeding tickets in 1 24-hour period. The first stop he was cited, there's always an excuse, an explanation, or at least you try.
Right.
The first stop he was cited by Minnesota State Patrol for driving 73 in a 60.
Okay.
All right, that happens.
Getting up, I mean, again, sure.
It's close.
Yeah.
The second stop was for 76 in a 60.
Okay, he's
all right,
going faster.
Wrong direction.
Yeah.
And the final stop was his fastest yet. Now, this one doesn't make sense, right? You've already had two tickets in one day. He's going 78 and a 65.
What? The state There's not a hat trick when it comes to moving violations.
The state patrol in a tweet called him a slow learner.
Understatement.
But I will confess.
Yes.
That I had two speeding tickets.
What?
Within a week.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do?
Here's the story.
How low?
It was Mark. Many years ago in a land far away called Whitehall. I had gone to lacrosse to do, an opening basketball game for the season. I had worked early morning radio.
Right.
I was late. I was tired.
Yes.
I was driving through Whitehall, and I'm not going to say the speed, actually, but I mean, anyhow.
It was pretty slow, I'm guessing.
It was above the posted limit. We'll leave it at that.
You know, I will say, because I'm
okay.
On the air.
Oh, sure.
I think I was doing 76 and a 55. Now, I mean.
Whoa.
So I said it.
That's points.
Yeah, it was points. And I mean, I tried to dialogue, and whatever you get it, you know, you negotiate it. And so.
You do? Like, you can negotiate a ticket?
Well, no. No, don't misread me.
Okay, sorry.
I'm saying you move to the next level. But the fact is, sometimes officers are gracious. That one wasn't necessary.
They usually are very gracious.
You get used to going 65, and if it's 65, you go more. And then the problem was I was actually considering, like, pursuing insurance work. So I was getting some training in Menominee.
Yes.
To do, again, outside of Eau Claire, in Menominee. And for lunch, it's been a week, right? For lunch, I go over a bridge, and they got me for, like, doing 41 and a 30.
Man.
And I was like, that was just such a sink. I mean, I begged with, I'm just the shame,
I know. I don't like the shame when you're pulled over and people are, like, passing by.
Oh, that's the worst. That's the worst.
And you're just like, I know I deserve this.
I am going on 3 years since I had a speeding ticket.
Aww,
right on.
Good
so
for
thank
you.
I got one when I came back from Liberia. I said, good to be back here in America where I drive again.
Appropriately, here on the Wib Wake Up Show, this is Jen Johnson chasing you. WWIB, good morning.
Happy Monday.